Let's begin with meditation. Please close your eyes for a few minutes here and lead you through a guided relaxation meditation. You make yourself comfortable in your sitting position and try to sit straight with your head, neck, and trunk in a straight line. Eyes gently closed. Then slowly begin to withdraw the mind from all other times and places. And feel the presence of your being here and now. Be aware of your being. And gently relax yourself from head to toes and toes to head. Starting from your forehead all the way down to the toes and back from toes to the head, surveying yourself, making sure that everything is fine in the city of life. Keep the body relaxed from head to toes and toes to head. Then now bring your awareness to your breathing. Begin to feel, watch, and observe your very breath. And pay attention only to the flow of breath. Anything else, you simply let go. Not to get involved with anything else, but remain fully aware of your breathing, your breath. With mantra or without mantra, whichever you choose, whichever is naturally and easier for you. Keep bringing your mind back to the breath. Keep bringing your awareness to your breathing. Whenever mind wanders off, focus, concentrate only on breath. Feel the breath into the nostrils as you breathe in, inhale. Feel the flow of breath as you breathe out, exhale. Nothing else need to be done. Just watch, be a witness, observe, being a true observer. Feel the touch of the breath into your nostrils as you breathe in. Feel the flow. With the mantra or without mantra, whichever comes naturally, whichever comes easily. No thinking. You are not to think. You are to watch. You are to observe. Let it flow. Let it flow. Inhale a mantra that you like, a short mantra. Exhale a mantra, same mantra, again and again, continuously as your breath is flowing continuously, as there is no gap between the breaths, let there be no gap between the mantra and the mantra and the mantra. If mind is still wandering off, perhaps you may be not fully relaxed. Therefore, relax your very body from head to toes and toes to head. Or perhaps your spinal column is not straight and is not relaxed. Therefore, straighten the spine and relax the spinal column. Maintain mantram with each breath that you take in and out. Being the eighth day of Navaratri, we'll go one step further into our meditation today. And that is, now you bring your awareness at the heart center, the heart chakra, and let your breath flow by itself. Let it flow. You bring your awareness. And you now concentrate at the heart center, where there is a bright light lit in the cave of your heart. Visualize. Go deep into the cave of your heart center. Visualize yourself sitting surrounded by a bright light. Gauri, a bright light. Let your breath flow by itself. And as you visualize yourself sitting in the cave of the heart, now begin to mentally repeat the mantra that you are using with breath. So no breath awareness, only mantra awareness now. Visualizing yourself sitting in the cave of your heart, surrounded by a bright light, and you are repeating, reciting the mantra in the mind. Mantra is being recited by the mind. Enjoy mantra, mantra. Mantra is like a throbbing, pulsing, like a flashlight is flashing in the mind. Become a witness of mantra recitation being recited by the mind. In the mind. Let go of everything else. Don't think. Try not to figure it out. Simply remain in the presence of mantra. remain situated, sitting in the cave of the heart, mentally as well as physically. Bring your hands in prayer position, place them before your heart. With all the faith, the trust in the heart, with all the surrendering action, the karma represented by hands, we now invoke the presence of primordial force, Om, three times. Asatoma, Guru prayer, Asatoma, Sarvamangal, Mother Divine Mantra, and conclude with Shanti. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha, Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Sarva Mangala Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharane Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. Om Shanti 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 Om. Bring your hands down, open your eyes, remain aware of yourself, don't break that awareness. Maintain. My master used to tell me, or used to teach us, that when you finish your prayers, your puja, your meditation, don't let your meditation, puja, left where you are sitting. Don't get up without it. Take it with you and use it whatever else you are to do afterwards. So your puja, your worship, like you have temples in your home, or your meditation is traveling with you. You are using it as in as you perform your duties, action, karma. Then it is known as Kriya Yoga. Yoga in action. Yoga is not what you and I are thinking, doing body asana. Not that, that is not what I meant here by yoga. Yoga means a prayers that you do to calm yourself, achieve a peace of mind, and connect with the divine nature of your being. Puja, meditation, worship, visiting temples, and all that is a way of which we find a connection. We need to find a plug-in. Like at home, you find plug-in. So those are the tools where you can plug in yourself to begin to feel the divine in you. That's what yoga meant here. So when you wake up, when you get up from your seat, take it with you. Just like here, remain aware. Thank you. Namaste. Welcome once again, everyone. Today, we are celebrating a form of Mother Divine, the most beautiful form. There's nothing to be fear of, like she's holding this, you know, like a sword and a trident and all kind of weapon. And her form is like a messy here and riding on donkey and all kind of forms have something to think. What is it? Some of them are actually fearful. We're not talking about the meaning, just seeing. Because comparing the today's form, Mahagauri, absolutely beautiful, she is Gauri, fair color, Shweta, like a white color. White color represents purity. There are no stain whatsoever. Absolutely absolutely clean, pure. There's nothing, no commotion, no emotion, no stain, nothing. You have washed yourself. That's what Mahagauri is representing today. After celebrating, after embarking yourself into the practice of Durga Sadhana or celebration of Navaratri, each one of us do some kind of practice. So it is a fruit of our practice that, hey, I did it. Hey, you have done it. This is your prasada. So mother comes in front of you in that form, means you have been totally washed, cleaned. Your emotions purification have been done. All stain have been removed. Here I am, a giver of auspiciousness. You feel fully happy. You feel fully joyful. And you are filled with that everlasting bliss. That's why she is Gauri. She is Gauri. Purity. Serenity. Integrity. Tranquility. Balance. You went through ups and downs. First day was difficult to practice. Second day was still difficult. Third day, little easier. Then again difficult. All kind of things you had to do. So tranquility has come today. You are more tranquil. You are more stable. It is easier now. It is more so natural now. So Mahagauri, who then fulfills that was whatever was the intent or sankalpa from the first day. Why am I to celebrate Navaratri? A prasada. Mahagauri means a prasada is given to you. Hey, here it is. You are encouraged that you have accomplished, you have achieved. That's what Mahagauri. Purity, you have been pure. You have now seen something that which you did not see on the first day or second day or perhaps maybe the third day, which you are seeing. There is a sense of a pride that I have accomplished it. I did it. You feel proud of yourself. With that pride, you have entered into this form. You have invoked and you have cultivated. It means you have now experienced all that is representation of her form. Feeling, in Hindi we call it feeling shuddha, like I feel something nice about myself. Something not only physical purity, but also mental purity. Your mind is dwelling in a different state of your being. Different state of your being. Mahagauri. She is also known as Girija or Parvati. She is also known as the consort of Shiva. She is also known as the mother of Ganesha. Because Ganesha is the god as remover of all obstacles. So your obstacles have been removed. There's no more question of any kind remained. It's just prasad given. That's why tomorrow when we conclude and we do complete, not finish, not end, when we complete, the form is Siddhidatri. All Siddhidatri means all accomplishment is given. Here it is. Starts from today. Because the qualification, making us a qualified so that Siddhi, that accomplishment, that boon or that kripa or that grace that she will give, we will be able to retain. We will be able to hold. That is one of the biggest preparation we teach in the path of spirituality, in the path of sadhana, how to retain, how to maintain. There is a sutra in Yoga Sutra that the definition of abhyasa, the definition of practice. In generally, when I ask you, what is the definition of practice? You immediately answer comes to your mind, doing it again and again. That's what practice means. You keep doing it. Abhyasa. Karata karata abhyasa. You keep, no, but Yoga Sutra is saying something else. Yoga Sutra says abhyasa means tatra sthitau yatna abhyasa. Tatra, there. Where you have reached in your accomplishment, where you have reached in your sadhana, tatra, there. Sthitau, maintaining, remaining. Where you have reached, what you have accomplished, maintaining it, retaining it. Tatra sthitau, maintaining it. Being, establishing. Yatna, the effort that you make, is called abhyasa. In one line, maintaining the achievement level, not falling down from it, being established, moving forward rather than downward, that yatna, that effort that you are making is called abhyasa. You're simply making an effort, and that effort is that you have now Mahagauri with you. What that does that mean? Mahagauri is you have been purified. She represents purity. You have now achieved a tranquility. A balance is there now. So she represents tranquility. You have serenity. There is a sense of a peaceful state of mind. Serenity is there. So all these achievements are representation of her form, Mahagauri. It is not that some form is going to appear in front of you. It is a symbolic meaning of those, that form, that will appear in within you in the form of an experience. These are energy force, energy field. Like mind is unable to be seen, but you know there is something called mind. Where it is, no one can see, no one can show you. It's simply like a electricity in wires. You know the electricity is passing through wires, and then you turn the switch on, lights is on. When you turn switch off, light is off. Electricity, but if you were to show somebody this is electricity, you won't be able to tear all the wires. There's nothing. Similarly, these are the forces of her. They enter in you, give you an experience that you feel, and then you begin to experience, yes, I have the presence of Mahagauri. Like yesterday, I recited few dhyana mantras for you. Each chapter has its own dhyana mantra. And today, because of the Mahasaraswati, I'll recite that dhyana for you. The one who has eliminated all these demons, asura, those who are totally unaware of their divine nature, asura, demonic forces. Shumbha, I gave a name yesterday. Shumbha, Nishumbha, Rakta Bija, Chanda and Munda. So Mahasaraswati. Dhyan goes like this when you meditate on this Mahagauri. Says, Ghanta Shula Halani Shankha Mushale Chakram Dhanu Sayakam Hastavjay Dhatim Ghanansa Bilasad Shitan Shutulya Prabham Gauri Deha Samudbhavam Trijagatam Adharabhutam Maha Purvam Matra Saraswati Manuvaje Shumbhadidaityardini. Shumbha Adi means Shumbha and Ishchakra, all the one who eliminated that Mahagauri, who is my Adhara, my base. I now have been established in that force known as Mahagauri. And then attributes, one who has done this, one who has done that, to feel you proud that yes, I have achieved it. So it's a day of receiving prasada. Hey, this is my prasada, the effort that I made. Be happy, cherish, nourish of this day. That's why in India, today is the day where they mostly are completing Navratri. That's when they will call little girls in the intent and attitude that they are the nine forms of her. They are Kanya. Kanya is considered, according to Vedic literature, from age 1 till 11. So these are kanjak. Somebody mentioned the name in a Hindi, but Sanskrit word is kanya. So you are feeding them, living being in the form of mother. So to, and then the barley seed that you sow, a representation of prosperity is being blossoming. Green color is also prosperity. So today is that what accomplishment, completing it, actual celebration. We celebrated from the day one, but the celebration began by practice, by some tapas, some discomfort were there. You have to be regular. You have to do this. You have to do that. All that is needed. And now you have done, you have achieved. And here we invoke the Mahagauri's presence in your very life. And you maintain it. So that tomorrow when we conclude, Siddhidatri, she again in the same form turns into Siddhidatri, means the one who gives all Siddhi, all success. Siddhi means here success. You are successful. Anything that you think, anything that you do, you are bound to success because that energy that makes the success come true is there. In yoga psychology, we speak of the negative nature of the mind. You hold your own progress. You hold from being something being success, or you delay because you create a barrier. And the barrier is your way of thinking. If it is negative, you will creating the barriers. If it is positive, no more barrier. You just straight go forward. Maharaj, my master used to say, you become one with Prakriti, primordial force, which is Durga. You become one with her. And when you become one with the Prakriti, with the nature, then nature will provide what you have thought of. There's no obstacles. Nature becomes your friend. You become friendly to your nature, and your nature becomes friendly to the primordial nature, primordial force, which is Durga. Then what will happen? There are no barriers. That's what Siddhi means. We read different kind of Siddhis that great yogis and great have. We are, I am ambitious to reach to that level. You know, that those are another Siddhis. But here what we are talking about Siddhis means success. You succeeded, or you have a success of or on anything, everything that you do, because the Prakriti is in your favor. Prakriti, the nature, is in your favor. And what does that mean? Then thereby comes a tranquility, even-mindedness. And that tranquility, according to Bhagavad Gita, is known as true yoga. Samatvam yoga uchyate, O Arjuna. The even-mindedness is called yoga. And thereby you will automatically perform your action in such a way that the success is bound to come. And even the definition of success changes. And each effort that you make, quote unquote, that we say hard work, is no longer hard work, because you're doing it with the presence. You're doing it with the mindfulness. You're doing it with this atma tattva avalokanam, that you are aware of it because you have Mahagauri. That presence, a beautiful form known as Maha, great Gauri, means a form of her that gives you a certain joy by looking at that form. And Gaura means she's absolutely pure. There are no more stain of any kind. It's been totally washed pure. That's what Mahagauri. Mahagauri tichashtamam. Ashtama. Ashtami, today is known as Ashtami. Ashtami means the eighth day. And Ashtami, the presiding force, the presiding deity is Mahagauri. And those who follow the path of Kundalini, we didn't talk about it, how many aspects to talk, but those who follow the path of Kundalini, each form is related to each chakra. So today is the Sahasrara, Agnya chakra. Agya chakra is the forehead. Sahasrara, the thousand petal lotus. That's where she is being invoked and meditated. So you go through the chakra wise. There, because in the path of sadhana, there are many, many methods, there are many paths. So we didn't talk about it because, you know, with less time, someday maybe. So wish you very well, Mahagauri. Congratulations that you have achieved. And thank you for giving me the opportunity, one more day to go. And then we conclude, and then we don't lose, we retain, we maintain. Tatra stito yatana abhyasa. Don't leave it done, satsanga is done. Namaste. Ask questions if you do, if you have, I'll be happy to answer if I know the answer.
Panditji, this is Sudhir.
Sudhirji, bully.
So, Panditji, I have been meditating for a while. I still consider myself a novice. And as you have, you keep saying, as we meditate, the mind gets distracted and runs away and we gently bring it back. What is the endeavor beyond that? I have been doing this for a while. I bring it back, it runs away. I bring it back, it runs away. What happens next? What is the next endeavor?
First of all, the first thing, what is happening is you are training the mind, telling the mind that this is what I am trying to do. So mind would begin to understand the language in which you are talking. And that language is the method of meditation that you are using. It's a language that mind will one day understand and will begin to come towards you. That's the next step. And when the mind begins to come, it wanders less. Simply means you then enter in a different layer of the mind. The wandering mind remains. You will leave that wandering mind and you will enter into a different layer, and you will find that that layer does not wander as much as the first layer was wandering. You move into a different room.
So what is the experience one will get when you reach that layer? How do I know that I am there?
Beautiful. Thank you. Shankaracharya, great Shankaracharya said, answer to this, like when you eat, how do you know that you are full? Similarly, if you get that experience, that very experience will tell you that you have that experience. If you don't, then that's not a true experience. That means there's something else happened. That very experience will let you know that, yes, I have had it. Like you sleep every night, but while you are sleeping, you do not know. Who tells you that you slept? That sleep itself tells you in the next morning that I slept. Similarly, as you move into this path of meditation, each level, your experience will tell you that you have it, you have achieved it.
Thank you very much, Panditji.
Haji. Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Panditji. I just had a question. You've been speaking for some nights now about experiencing Devi and the many different aspects. And I was just wondering, maybe this is a very basic question, but we talk about these forms over these days, but I was just wondering in the end, it seems like my perception, or if I'm trying to emulate a certain form, yet I, you know, my children, for example, look at me, they might see something totally different. So I was just wondering, with it being so subjective in nature, these qualities and how we experience it, in the end, is it just one form then? Because with many different aspects?
Yeah, philosophically, yes, is one form. When you reach to a formless form, it is one form. Or with the form is one form. However, each one of us have different personality, different minds. So for each one of us can be a different form or many forms, depends. So there's no ultimate answer that ultimately is one form or many forms remains. Not necessary. It could be just one form. It could be many forms. For instance, myself, let's say I meditate on her. The form that I like is that she's riding a lion, like a Sherongwali Mata, they call it in Hindi, a mother who rides the lion. So for me, no matter how deep or how many level I reach, that form remains because she is a primordial form known as Durga. So that way, one form remains, but in experience-wise, many forms will appear and disappear. Yeah. Ultimately, as the Bhavana Upanishad says, that you will begin to feel that all forms are hers and her forms are, all forms are her. So whichever form you look, you will only see that form which you believe in. So it's ultimately one form. Yes. Or koi, anybody else?
Panditji, namaste.
Haji, yes.
I'm Ranjini. Namaste, Panditji. I just have a question following what you told just now. So when you do your ritualistic prayers, does it differ for each form of Devi, or is it the you do the same rituals for all these forms?
A very good question that you ask. If it is your personal meditation, personal, then whichever forms you invoke, mantras and all remain same. Mm-hmm. However, there are different mantras for different forms to correlate, to invoke the presence of that particular form. Such yes. as Kali, if I were to invoke, I would recite Kali mantra. If I were to do a Mahalakshmi, I would recite La Mahalakshmi mantra. If I were to do a Saraswati, I would recite Saraswati. But if somebody reaches to the highest form, then you only recite one mantra because you know all the manifestation. Like I would recite for you a mantra that is... Bindu Trikona Basukona Dashara Yugmam. It goes like that. So she's like a Bindu. And that all manifestations have come from that Bindu. So you are invoking the presence of Bindu. Mm-hmm. So both ways are like, you know, Anusha asked a similar question. It can be different mantras. It can be one mantra. That like Lakshmi, you know, when we, you know this, when we do the Mahalakshmi rituals or especially the mother of wealth, prosperity, we recite Mahalakshmi mantras. Mm-hmm. But if you recite Saraswati, it doesn't mean that Mahalakshmi is not going to be invoked because it will depends on your bhavana, your intent and attitude more than mantra.
Okay.
That's what I would see or I would know. Or I know rather.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So thank you again. We'll see you, everyone. For Siddhidatri, that we'll all reach home with the Siddhi means accomplishment. And then I will do a satsang with you every Thursday.